Alamo Drafthouse Cinema opens their first El Paso location at Montecillo on Friday, May 6th, launching with Marvel Comics film Captain America: Civil War. Guests can reserve their seats online, and tickets are also available for the Alamo Drafthouse Montecillo's soft opening training days from Monday, April 25th through Wednesday, May 4th. During this time, food and non-alcoholic beverages will be discounted 50%. Here to show us how to Alamo is Programming Director Robert Saucedo. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much. So yeah, we're very excited to be moving into the El Paso market. It's a market that we've been looking forward to opening a theater in for many years now, at least three, if not longer. I know I've been coming down to El Paso for the last 3 years, getting ready for this project. And, it's just around the corner, a couple of days away from our soft opening.
And it really is a big deal. People that know the Alamo know how exciting it is and all the programming and all the fun stuff that you all do around it. But let's say somebody who's not familiar with the Alamo Drafthouse, will you kind of give us a 101?
I'll walk you through a typical visit to the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema.
Nice.
So say you're coming to see Captain America: Civil War once we're, up and running fully on May 5th. What you're going to do is you're going to come into our luscious lobby, and we have a really great decor and atmosphere that invites you in and invites you to stick around for a little bit. So while you wait for your movie to start, you can actually hang out in our glass half full bar, which is adjacent to our lobby. It has 42 beers on tap, features a full menu, liquor, wine, a great selection of just craft beers, your mainstream favorites. And it's a great way to just sit down and relax and enjoy the company of your friends and your date and wait for the movie without having to, rush around and make sure you have to find the perfect seat in the theater, because that's the other thing that really distinguishes us of the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, is that all of our seats are reserved. You don't have to worry about waiting in line for an hour and a half to get that perfect seat right in the middle of the theater. When you buy your tickets online, you know exactly what seat you're going to get, regardless if you show up an hour before the movie or 10 seconds before the movie. We reserve your seat for you, and you have that seat until the movie starts. So you can enjoy your time in our glass half full bar, or you can also go into the theater and wait in there, because we have a great custom pre-show in front of all of our films. While you might go to another movie theater and have to sit down and watch commercials for soft drinks or car companies or the latest TNT drama that's going to be coming out this summer, we want to offer you something a little bit alternative to that default choice when you go to a movie theater. And so when you say, for example, you come to see Captain America: Civil War, you're going to get 30 minutes of customized pre-show content dedicated to the film you're about to watch, in this case, Captain America. What might that include? Some classic Captain America cartoons from the 60s, 70s, or 90s. Maybe you're going to get some really great funny videos of cosplayers in various costumes, Marvel-related. You might get some ads and clips from previous Marvel comic book movies. You might get some interviews from the cast and crew from late-night talk shows. You're going to get a little bit of context, a little bit of entertainment, just a lot of fun to keep you entertained while you wait for your movie to start. That's the main thing we're really looking to do, is just keep you entertained from the moment you step into our theater and to the moment you leave. And so we really pride ourselves on a great custom pre-show.
The other cool thing that you guys seem to do is really focus on being local. I know you mentioned the glass half full, and you also had something to do with kind of the decor and the theme behind that area. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. No two Alamo Drafthouse cinemas look alike. We really want to make sure we're a neighborhood theater, and that the atmosphere and experience you get when you walk into the El Paso Alamo Drafthouse Cinema reflects the atmosphere and culture of the neighborhood it's in. And so we've worked with local artists to have a beautiful mural painted in our glass half full bar.
Exist 1981 is the artist that did that mural.
Exactly. It's wonderful. I saw it for the first time today, and it took my breath away. It's just such a great piece of art. We have great vintage Mexican posters in our lobby, which is amazing. I'm a big fan of Blue Devil and Santo, and so we have some posters from those films in our lobby, and which tie in great, because in June we're going to be playing a documentary about the lucha culture in Mexico, and so that would be a great thing to do. I've already started talking with local lucha libres about coming down to our theater and being at that documentary screening. And that's kind of the way that we really want to make sure we're kind of reflecting where we're at and who we are and who our neighbors are, who our team members are, because a lot of our team members, most of our team members, are El Paso natives. They grew up here in town, and they're really helping to reflect our culture and make sure we're, you know, we're not too much of an Austin theater or a Houston theater or a Kalamazoo, Michigan. We're the El Paso Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, and we want to make sure that that's reflected. And that goes down to also the beers we have on tap. We're working with some local breweries, including Ode, to stock our beer selection and to provide you with a taste of El Paso's finest beer. And we'll continue to do so. You know, we'll have local cuisine that's crafted by our kitchen crew and our chefs to reflect that. We'll have things that are only available in El Paso, from the programming to the food to the beer. And that's a great way to kind of make sure that our theater is staying true to our culture and our neighborhood.
Now, the Alamo Drafthouse isn't just about movies. You also do mm-hmm. special programming, which is kind of really, I mean, aside from the movies, you're also sure. kind of in charge of the special programs. Can you tell uh-huh. us about that side of the house?
Yeah, that's really my wheelhouse. I do a lot of the programming, and basically I'm responsible for what's on screen when you go to see the movie at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. And so we show a lot of the first run films. You're going to be able to see movies like Captain America, The Jungle Book, Finding Dory when it comes out this summer. But really what kind of really separates us and makes us a unique experience is the fact that we have programming on a very consistent, regular basis that is alternate to what Hollywood's putting out.
How does that work in your brain when you're putting together the programming?
You know, it's very complicated, especially when you multiply that by the number of theaters that I oversee. And that's why I have so many great people here in El Paso locally that help with that. But really, it's about finding what the community responds to and what they want to watch. And also, you know, knowing what you want to watch. I'm a movie fan myself. I have been for a long time. I watch hundreds and hundreds of movies a year, so you don't have to watch the bad ones. That's what I tell myself,
at least.
Yeah.
Although there's something about a terrible movie festival, too.
Sure, yeah.
Because I'm sure, do you put those together, too?
We do. You know, that actually is one of the big events that we're doing, the first big events that we're doing in June. There's this movie that's legendary for its awfulness.
Is it The Monos?
It's called The Room. We're showing
okay.
Monos, too. But
okay.
there's a movie called The Room that was written, directed, produced by and stars this man named Tommy Wiseau, and it's one of the worst films you've ever seen. It's supposed to be a harrowing, dark family drama about a man who discovers his wife is cheating on him, but everything that went into this movie is just slightly wrong and slightly off. It's so legendary in its awfulness that James Franco and Seth Rogen are actually making a movie about the making of The Room.
Nice.
And the actor Dave Franco, James Franco's younger brother, is playing the star of The Room, Greg Sestero. And Greg is actually going to be coming up to El Paso in June to show the movie, talk a little bit about the making of the film, share some anecdotes about working with James Franco and Seth Rogen to make a movie about the movie that he made. And it's going to be a great experience. So, yeah, we do show bad movies, but we also show great movies.
Right.
One of the first movies that we're going to be showing when we open in April, I just booked this today, is a movie called Too Late. It's a really fantastic film that's shot in 35mm. And it's a movie about a detective who's trying to find a missing girl. And every reel of the film, because it's 35mm, is a 20-minute uninterrupted shot. So
oh,
it's
wow.
one continuous take as John Hawks travels through L.A. in the seedy underbelly of the city in search of this girl. But here's the weird part, is that each of these takes, each of these reels are shown out of order. And so you're going to see the end of the film first, and then you're going to see the middle, then the beginning, a little bit more of the end. So you start the movie knowing who dies, and then you end the movie finding out why they died. It's such a fantastic film, and it's a really great representation of what we do at the Alamo Drafthouse, because we're able to show independent voices from around the world, from up-and-coming filmmakers, and to deliver them in formats like 35mm that are unavailable in a lot of other places around town.
Yeah, and you have one theater solely dedicated to 35mm, is
well,
that correct?
Yeah, it's able to show digital as well.
Oh, cool.
I mean, all of our first-run films are going to be shown in digital format, but we make sure we keep a 35mm projector in place because we don't want to limit what kind of films we can show.
Right.
And, you know, so we'll show everything from 35mm to digital to even VHS.
Really?
Yeah. We'll, whatever it takes to show the great movies that are out there in the world, we'll figure out a way to show them, because that's how important it is to us to be able to share great films with the people here in El Paso.
So what is your biggest hope for El Paso and for your Alamo Drafthouse here in this city?
You know, there's two things that really kind of are driving me as we enter this new market in El Paso. One is to develop a really great cinephile audience here in town. I know there's one that already exists. The Plaza Classic Film Festival is such a big, important part of this city's community. But I want to make that experience a year-round experience. And I think the Alamo Drafthouse can help with that by showing not just older films but newer films and really kind of cultivating that cinephile audience and giving them a place to hang out at the Alamo Drafthouse. The other big thing is dedicating a great viewing experience for the big Hollywood films. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great movies that Hollywood's putting out on a regular basis, and I want to be able to make sure that we can show those at the Alamo Drafthouse in a place that's going to be interruption-free, cell phone-free, talking-free, that you're going to be able to enjoy these movies, enjoy a great beer, a great burger, and be able to have that awesome experience without having to worry about distractions and losing your hard-earned money on a theater experience that doesn't live up to what your standards are and what our standards are.
Speaking of, I mean, I think recently there was a large theater owner that came out and said he was going to allow texting in theaters. And I know founder of Alamo Drafthouse had some words to say about that.
Yeah, Tim League, our founder of the Alamo, as soon as that statement came out from AMC, he was on his cell phone drafting a release, because it's very important for us to never lose sight of what is really important in owning a movie theater, and that's preserving the filmmaker's intent. No filmmaker makes a movie with the idea that people are going to half watch it and half play on their cell phone while they're watching the movie.
Right, just be distracted or just don't watch the movie then.
Exactly. And so we will never allow texting in our movie theater, and we will always make sure we're preserving that filmmaker intent and being able to offer an experience that's going to do proud, not just the director, but the people who work behind the scenes and lighting and sound and costume design and special effects. Those are all great artists that we want to make sure we're respecting and keeping their vision alive when we show the movies in our theater.
That's true. I mean, a lot of work went into making the film, and then you all are putting a lot of work into making sure that we have a great viewing experience.
Exactly.
So give us the rundown. We have a soft opening going on right now where people can kind of help you train
exactly.
a little bit.
Exactly. So we're a full kitchen. And so that means we have a full team of runners and servers and cooks and dishwashers and all kinds of people who need to learn how to do their job to the Alamo standard.
In the dark.
Exactly. So, yeah, you may have waited tables before, but have you ever waited tables crouched down in the dark while a movie's playing behind you? It's a very tough job, and our team is going to do an excellent job when we open. But to get to them in that position by the time Captain America opens, we want to give them a couple of days, a couple of weeks to really train and to work with our managers and our training team to really develop their skills as Alamo team members. For the first 4 days, from April 25th through April 28th, we're going to offer up $2 movie tickets for a selection of slightly older titles. And you can buy your tickets on drafthouse.com/El Paso. There's a hyphen between El and Paso. On April 29th, we'll have a full slate of new films. And then by May 5th, we're opening up with Captain America, and tickets are already selling out for our Captain America show.
Well, there you have it. Today, my guest has been Robert Salcedo. He's the programming director for the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema here in El Paso that officially opens to the public. Midnight showing on May 5th and May 6th, it's on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.